Can I ask you guys a question, Broder Bro?
Yes.
Bro to bro.
So my wife and I moved about a month ago.
Yeah.
Moved into a new apartment. So I stayed behind to clean inadequately, it turns out.
Wait, so your old landlord was starting eviction notices and you cleaned?
Well, that's not... It didn't end up happening that way. We didn't get evicted. Okay. He just put the place on the market and found a new tenant. So I was cleaning for this new tenant. Actually, I was cleaning to get our security deposit back. And as
Did
I was cleaning...
Sorry.
Yeah, most of it. Huh, except for $100 for excessive cleaning.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah.
We can talk about it later. That's
okay.
No.
Let's talk about it now.
Okay.
Does that really make...
Yeah. How does that make sense?
What did you clean excessively?
No. He needed to bring in cleaners.
Okay. I thought he was penalizing you for excessive cleaning. I was like, that's like, fucking
that would be super weird. Yeah. You clean this place too much. I'm going to dock you $100. Yeah.
That's what I thought, too.
That would be bizarre. Yeah.
You bleached the floor?
Clearly a problem with my phrasing. Right. Anyway, as I was cleaning out the fridge, you know, a lot of food crumbs and, like, random puddles of stuff, of course, but also an alarming number of loose pubic hairs. And so my question for you bros is, do you guys have pubic hairs in your fridge? And if so, why? And if not, then I guess what is my problem?
Yes.
What is your problem?
Or my wife's, maybe. I don't know. I couldn't identify them as male or female specifically, but I imagine they came from me.
Let me just give you a little bro-to-bro tip. If you use a cucumber as a sex toy, do not put it back in the fridge. Just go ahead and throw that thing out.
It served its purpose.
Yeah.
I often have pubes in my refrigerator.
What?
Yes. And I don't know how. But we got a picture of Dave's pubes in the fridge, and I was like, I recognize this from my own life.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I took a picture?
Yeah.
I don't even remember that.
I think there's a picture. Maybe I just imagined it, because I've seen it so often in my head. But yeah, I don't know the answer to your second question, which is, how does that happen?
Right.
It just seems to happen. I'm a free-floating... I'm like Pigpen from Peanuts. There's a constant cloud of hair around me.
Okay.
So I assume it's what happens.
Pubic hair.
Yeah. Well, you know, just like
all
body
kinds of
shedding hair.
Yeah.
So, but yeah.
Right now you're scratching your chest, some loosening some hairs there.
Look in your fridge and see
how many pubes. Now I want to go check my fridge.
Right.
Also, the Peanuts would be a very different cartoon if all that stuff surrounding Pigpen was pubes.
Pubic hair. Yeah. So you don't have...
I've never noticed hairs in my fridge.
Do you clean your fridge?
Once in a while, not with any sort of... I clean my fridge if something spills in it.
Yeah.
How would you rank your physical hairiness on a scale of 1 to 10? Where 10 is extremely hairy?
7 or 8.
Okay. Yeah, me too. I would say 9, maybe.
I've lucked out where I don't have a hairy back. I think that's the problem.
I do.
I'm halfway there.
So you say you're less hairy than I am.
Yeah.
But
I mean, I do a lot of pruning.
Mm.
So maybe that's part of it. I don't know.
Mm. Or they're getting out there in the ether.
Right, maybe I'm
are you
shaving
pruning,
my stuff and
are
then
you
going to the fridge.
Pruning in your
water.
Fridge?
Grab a quick shower. Rinse away.
Before.
Yeah.
So this is not as easy as that.
It's usually, it's not that hard.
No, not always.
I mean, do you shower at the YMCA?
Yeah, no. Yeah. But
I feel like you guys are one step away from Kramer, like, preparing salads
food in
while
the tub.
He bathes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we've talked about having sandwiches in the toilet, so...
Yes.
That's also super gross.
That might happen this weekend. We could make that happen.
It should. You were going to make a hero... Or no, you were going to make a PB&J. A hero was too many moving parts. You're going to make a PB&J on the toilet.
That was the thing. I had to make it
You've
on the
eaten
toilet.
An ice cream sandwich on the toilet.
Multiple times.
Yeah. And called me during it.
Yeah.
Fuck. That's doing too many things.
Not really. Because you're sitting there, and you got an ice cream sandwich. You might as well eat it.
Also, it was at the gym.
Maybe it wasn't on the phone. It was probably more, it was a tax nut.
Guess where I am.
I brought a cooler with me to the gym, put it in my locker. Yeah, I wish I knew where they came from,
because
they just appear.
I mean, I know where they came from. I just don't know why they're in there in my refrigerator.
How'd they get from my external fridge life to inside the fridge?
Right. And like in the nooks and crannies, the deep nooks and crannies of the fridge.
Yeah.
Do you wear socks around the house?
No. No. Sock free is the way to be.
Is that related?
Wearing socks around the house right now.
I feel like if you wear socks on, you're going to carry in.
A liar.
Carry in. I watch a lot of stupid murder shows on the TVs there.
Wait, what? How does this have to do with murder?
You carry around all the hairs with you if you walk around.
On
in your socks?
Yeah.
So like if I walk around in socks, I always have pubes on my socks.
And then evidence.
But I don't like kick my feet when I open the fridge.
Maybe you do. You're really excited.
Maybe,
Do you put your socks in the fridge?
Dave likes nothing more than a nice cold pair of socks.
Kick them feet up.
Yeah.
Nice cold pair of socks.
All right.
Well, sometimes you find bugs in your eyes, too. Right?
You know what? I do put, when it's really hot out, I will put my boxers in the freezer before I shower.
Well, we've solved the problem. We've solved
that's
the
not,
exact
like,
issue.
There's no viaduct from my freezer to the fridge.
Of course there is. It blows the air through.
What?
No way.
Yeah, there's most fridges have, like, that. You look in the back, the thing that blows the air.
But I never put my boxers in the freezer.
I feel like
also, I don't
you
put
really,
dirty boxers in the freezer.
If you've ever put your underwear in any part of your refrigerator, you kind of invalidated your question.
Yeah, just kind of.
That's the answer.
I just realized that now when Nico said that, but yeah.
How long do you put them in there for?
Just like I'll put them in there, jump in the shower, put them on when I get out of the shower. So, 10 minutes, however long it takes to shower. But they're clean boxers. I don't like take off dirty boxers and put them in the freezer.
Yeah, but it's easy for a piece of lint or a piece of hair to get caught in the dryer or whatever.
But that means you have like a, you like the sensation of a cool boxer after a shower.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Huh. What a world. And yet summer is your favorite season.
Did you say what a world? So you don't do this, but you still have pubes in your...
Constantly.
So scientifically,
constantly,
I guess.
So yours is just a pig pen thing, and mine seems like
I think
it's
we can start
a boxer thing.
Safely calling Aaron pube pen from now on.
Oh, yeah, we probably should. That's pube a great nickname. Pube pen.
Pig pube.
No, that sounds dirtier.
Yeah.
Big
pube, All right. Goodbye, everybody.
Forever.